Our Christmas stocking today has all the goodies in there that you would normally expect, and it's topped off with some sheets from the Comfy Company, the world's most comfortable sheets.
So, in resorts and spas and fine hotels the world over.
And then you're going to be able to pick the size for your bed and then have those sheets on your bed. And what we're going to do to give away the stocking is we're going to go from the world's most comfortable sleep to the most uncomfortable sleep. So we want to hear about your story involving having to spend the night sleep in your car. No tales of hardship. There's got to be some funny stuff. Brad and John at KISM.com. Now, we've got some great ones here, like this
Gina's
one.
Gina's on one.
Sue had to sleep in her car on her wedding night. Sue, we need your phone number. You got to include that in the email. We want to get that on the radio. And then we have Colin, who had to spend the night sleep in his car in a Baskin and Robbins parking lot. Now, Colin, we need your phone number, too. If you're going to enter this thing via email, please throw down your phone number so we can put you in the running for the stocking. Brad and John at KISM.com.
We may get lost on a cattle drive, too.
We got a guy who had that situation?
Yes, but, you know, at a concert, on the way to a concert, Tina on the Brad and John show, thanks for being part of the program. Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
All right, good. You slept in your car, had one of the most uncomfortable night sleeps. Due to what reason? Give us the story. Recap the email you sent us.
All right. So I was headed to a Bad Fish concert, which is like a pretty cool Sublime cover band. And I was in my 20s.
Bad Fish is what they're called?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's a Sublime cover band.
And they're playing like an outdoor venue or something, or what is it?
No, it was like a little college town in Kansas back where I was from.
Okay.
And my girlfriend has some homemade edible cookies, which, you know, they have the marijuana in them, and she hands me one. She says, you want to try this?
Now, had you done any of that stuff before?
I never ate it before.
Never done any edibles? So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a different cat. That's a different breed of animal.
Definitely.
So you get down with the edibles for the first time going to this to this concert, okay?
Mm-hmm. And she tells me, you know, eat a quarter. And I'm like, I can eat this whole thing.
Okay.
So I eat the cookie. I don't tell them. And about, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes later, I couldn't move.
Yeah,
you could not move.
On, man?
The shoes got really
heavy. I was stuck
heavy.
To the floor.
Stuck to the floor.
Stuck.
Could you talk? Could you have a hard time speaking?
Well, no. I felt like I was like in a time warp. It was like everything was slow mo in a movie.
Yeah.
Like,
where are the keys, man?
Yes. So I figured out how to walk, like, you know, that whole lean back and step real high, real slow, shuffle.
Yeah.
And I
like
made it
through
the car.
You're walking through quicksand.
Yeah, made it through the car.
Yes. Yeah. It was ridiculous. made it to the car and had a bunch of clothes in there and covered up and hid myself and slept till the next day.
And have you done the edibles again?
No. About 10 years later, I tried them once. And I was like, maybe it's not for me.
Yeah.
Back to smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
All right, Tina.
Yeah.
You like her Sublime. Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, Tina.
We've got her number. Right. She's in the drawing for the stocking.
Colin, you spent the night in a Baskin-Robbins parking lot in Ellensburg. What happened?
You keep cutting out.
Okay. Why did you end up sleeping in the Baskin-Robbins parking lot?
Okay, well, what happened was I flew into Pullman. It was the winter of 1997. I flew into Pullman, and my dad had rented me a 92 or 93 Mercury Sable or something like that. And then I ended up having to drive to Seattle to visit my girlfriend. I was on my way back to Seattle to visit my girlfriend before I headed back to Texas. And it took me all day, given the road conditions, just to get to Ellensburg. And by that time, Snoqualmie Pass was closed. Stevens Pass was about to close. I tried crossing on Highway 97, which goes up to Highway 2 of Wenatchee. And then I could tell right there that road conditions were getting bad. So I had to dropped back down to Ellensburg, and all the hotels were full, of course, because everybody, you know, the passage closed.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, that was full of all those
people. You end up finding yourself in a Baskin-Robbins parking lot in Ellensburg.
Spent the night with the engine turned on and just spent the night there till 7 o'clock in the morning.
Did you get a tub of ice cream at least?
No.
Oh, man, 32 and degrees was, and 31 flavors. I would have been hanging out all night.
Yeah, it had a flavor for every degree. But they were closed, huh?
They were closed. So in the morning, I checked in at a gas station and said, well, they might open Snoqualmie Pass in the morning. So I waited till morning, and they didn't. So I ended up having to drive down to Yakima, which was Highway 12. And
yeah. This is like Rashard Penny's run last night, Brad, where he went all the way around.
Back around the other side.
84 yards to get 17 yards. All right, Colin, thank you very much. Yeah, there are probably a lot of people with those stories of trying to get across the pass, and weather wouldn't allow it, and you end up sleeping in your car.
Weather plays into Rita's email. She writes, Brad and John, February 1990, we drove to Reno to get married, took three family members with us, had a Suburban packed to the gills. On the way home, we hit a snowstorm in the Siskiyous, found a truck stop, called every hotel we could find, no vacancies. So we pulled the Suburban into a church parking lot, put all the luggage in the front seat, and slept all five of us in the back of the Suburban, lengthwise and sideways.
All right, Brad. How about this one from Janice? Hey, Brad and John, we lived in a two-story condo and our upstairs bathroom was clogged. My husband decided it was okay to put sulfuric acid from Lowe's into the toilet. It was so bad.
He throws Lowe's under the bus.
It was
his decision.
It was so bad the whole condo reeked like burning waste. We slept in the car overnight with our three kids in their own driveway. Brad and John at KISM.com.